Assalamu alaikum, viewers. Welcome to our program, Kids Time. Today's program is based on the topic of parents. By parents, I mean our dad and our mom. Parents are the most important people in our lives. They take care of us. From the time that we are born, they make choices for us when we are not capable of doing so. They sacrifice their comfort and luxury to provide us with the best possible. We all love our parents. Islam places parents on a very high status. It is wajib upon us to respect our parents, obey them, and take care of them. With that, we'll begin the next segment of our program. Story time. Deep down in the ocean, a conversation was taking place between a father and his son.
But Dad, everyone else is going.
Jojo, that doesn't mean it's right. This is for your own safety. Now, don't ask me again, because my answer is still no.
Okay, Dad.
Jojo sighed as he braced himself for another day full of insults and taunts. He knew that he was probably the only fish that wouldn't be attending the late night waves, as the event had been named by his classmates. As he swam to the front gate, Jojo thought about what just happened. He thought about the fact that his father knew what was better for him and would always keep his well-being in mind. With such thoughts swirling around his head, Jojo felt comforted and at peace. But he still wished that he could stop his classmates from teasing him, although he knew it was useless. As usual, Jojo was a little bit early. School hadn't started yet. He sighed. Everyone was on their aqua phones. Jojo felt even more upset. After all, he was the only one in class who didn't have an aqua phone. Jojo's father did not approve of a phone for him at such a young age. He explained to Jojo that there is a lot of inappropriate content on the internet. And social networking can expose children to undesirable strangers. Get Jojo a phone when Jojo was older. Whether he agreed or not with his father was another story, but Jojo had been taught from childhood that Islam places parents on a very high status. And obedience to them is wajib on us. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said,
"In the happiness of parents lies the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in their dissatisfaction is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dissatisfaction."
The Prophet, peace be upon him, also said,
"A person who is good to his parents will be just, a grade below the prophets in heaven." And the Aqil Walidain will be only a grade higher than the Firans in hell.
So in spite of all the hardships, disobeying his parents was not an option for Jojo. After taking a little peek here and there, Jojo confirmed that they were all on the famous social network known as Bubbles. Jojo hadn't been at school for even 10 minutes before the taunting began.
"Hi, Jojo. Daddy must have said no."
Taunting taunted the other fish.
Poor Jojo. No aquaphone and no party.
Ignoring them, Jojo swam to class to take his mind off the party. He paid extra attention in math. A few hours later, the bell rang for break. All the kids rushed outside, excited to be reunited with their devices. All of a sudden, Jojo heard everybody yelling excitedly. He couldn't understand why. But from the fragments of speech that he caught from other people's conversations, he understood that someone had thrown a dare for anyone to go to the deep end of the sea. Jojo was flabbergasted. The deep end of the sea was the name given to the scariest, most dangerous part of the ocean. It was named that because every fish that went to explore it never returned. There was a lot of shouting and crying, but no one really volunteered for the horrendous task. Jojo was relieved. The school day finished normally with its usual activities. But after school, three fish came up and announced that they were going to accept the dare. Jojo was shocked. He fought through the crowd to see who the volunteers were. They were Pum, Me, and Plush. The event was set to take place 3 days later. Everybody would drop the volunteers at the edge of the path and they would continue along the way, taking a video for proof. Everybody else would wait on the other side of the dangerous route to receive the travelers. A day before the adventure, Jojo managed to get a minute alone with the Daredevil trio. They were busy with the preparations for their journey. Jojo swam up to them.
How can your parents be okay with your doing this?
There was a moment of tension amongst the three, but Me came forward and shrugged her fins.
So what? We've taken care of it. What they won't know won't hurt them.
Jojo was shocked.
You haven't told them?
Plush gave Jojo a shove.
Stop being such a scaredy fish. We're not little anymore. We can take care of ourselves. They don't have to know everything about our lives.
Realizing that it was useless, Jojo sadly swam away. It was the talk of the town, and on the chosen date, a large crowd gathered to see them off. After bidding farewell, the kids started their adventurous trail with a lot of excitement. The journey was about 3 to 4 hours long. Eventually, everyone reached the spot. Time ticked on. But still, none of the volunteers returned. Slowly, the crowd began to disperse. Another hour slipped by. Most of the fish left the premises, leaving only the most enthusiastic ones behind. Eventually, everyone returned home. The next day, several inquiries were raised about the whereabouts of the volunteers. The police were involved as well, but after 2 weeks of vigorous searching, the results were fruitless. They were declared missing by the authorities. Jojo, who had been a silent bystander, was very concerned about them, and he saw that their parents were devastated. He was wondering if the three arrogant, disobedient fish had any idea of the kind of distress and worry that they had caused to their families and friends. The same friends who had been encouraging them before were now hiding under the fins of their mothers, assuring them they would never do such a thing. Jojo left with a very heavy heart, swimming alongside his father, praying for his classmates to be returned safely. Part of him was also thanking Allah for the greatest blessings of parents, who taught him the right values in life, which will protect him from all the wrong around him. With that, he swam up to his father and wrapped his fin around him. Tears formed in his eyes, and in a barely audible voice, he whispered,
"Thank you for being my dad."
His father smiled and replied,
"I love you too, son."
The end.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
One who hurts his parents hurts me. And one who hurts me has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who hurts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accursed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Be grateful to me and both your parents." Surah Luqman. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Allah will not accept the namaz of the person who stares angrily at his parents, even though they, parents, may be unjust." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Acquire your place in heaven by serving your parents. If you are guilty of aq, then make hell your abode." Traditions of Imam alayhi salam, benevolence to parents and secret charity ward off poverty, and both these deeds prolong life. 70 types of death are kept away. Biharul Anwar. And now, for the next segment of our program. Did you know? Obedience to parents is a greater sin. That the Holy Prophet has mentioned it along with shirk, which is the greater of all greater sins and unforgivable. Question comes to mind. What is Aq-e-Walidain? Allama Majlisi Rahmatullah alayh writes in his commentary of Al-Kafi, a very authentic resource of teachings of Ahle Bayt. He says that Aq-e-Walidain means that the son or daughter causes disrespect to the parents by speech or actions, or they do not obey them in matters which are within reason and matters which are not in any way against religion. Aq-e-Walidain is condemned in Islam. The books of both Shias as well as Sunnis validate this fact. To look at parents with anger is off. To cause unhappiness to parents is awk. It is haram to take any step which one is sure will displease their parents. That is a sin for the child as well. Children who are kind to their parents receive sawab beyond imagination. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, benevolence to parents is the greatest of religious obligations. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two angels, one of whom says, O Allah, protect those who do good to the parents. The other angel prays, O Allah, destroy those people by retribution with whom their parents are angry. Needless to say that prayers of angels are always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and supplications of parents for the welfare of the child are quickly answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, their ill wish or curse due to displeasing them also takes a quick effect. Let me tell you about a few habits that we can all include in our lives to please our parents. Tips are taken from the book Greater Sins. Written by the Grand Ayatollah Dastgharib Shirazi. One must not address the parents by their names. However, they can be addressed by their title or kunya.
I love you.
One must not sit down before them or precede them while walking. When having meals, one should not begin before the parents. One must never sit with one's back to our parents in a gathering. While speaking, one's voice should not rise above the voice of one's parents. Apart from biological parents, we also have spiritual fathers. These spiritual fathers, or guides of humanity, are the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his purified Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. All of us are spiritually related to them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "I and Ali both are the fathers of this ummah." Spiritual fathers are superior to our biological parents in the same way that the soul of a person is superior to his physical body. Let's hope that we can make our parents very, very happy with us, so that Allah is also very happy with us. Until next time, take care of your parents and everyone around you. خدا حافظ.